Good morning. I'm Tad. Good morning, Drax.
Hey, good morning.
Kara.
Good morning.
So when you boycott a company, have you ever boycotted a company?
You know, that's reserved for one member of our program.
Nobody else has not boycotted a company one time and like, I'm never going there. Mm. Or maybe you prefer Publix over Kroger or Kroger over Publix.
There's preference, but I don't go somewhere because I refuse to go somewhere else.
Okay. There's only one place that I've refused to go, and then I bent and I had to go back because they just had certain things that I couldn't get anywhere else.
That's what this is about.
Oh.
Do you remember Jerry, the Lyft driver?
Yes.
From years ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
my
gosh. 2018. I'm not going to bore you with the details. Jerry and I went back and forth, got into a little scuffle, and then I complained about him to Lyft, and he complained about me to Lyft, and Lyft sided with him, and I said, screw you, Lyft.
Yeah, yeah.
Never again. I'm going to use Uber. You lose, even though it's cost me probably more money using Uber than...
Oh, you think so? Okay, yeah, I don't know how it works out, but yeah.
Anywho, what would it take for me to go back to Lyft is the question, right?
Probably an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
This morning, my car wouldn't start, and I was fortunate because I was up at 4, out of bed, ready to go at 4. Got a great night's sleep, feeling great. Requested the Uber at 4. And at 4:30, still didn't have a driver. I kept resetting the app. I'm calling Kara. I'm like, is there any way you could come in?
Why didn't you call me? I pass by your house.
You do not.
I pass right by 85.
We'll talk about the fact that you and I barely know each other later. So after a half hour of this nonsense with Uber, I was like, deep breath, Taddy.
Gotta do it. Oh man.
I downloaded the Lyft app.
Interesting that there was a Lyft available, but not an Uber.
Rod to the rescue.
Oh, yeah.
My new best friend, Rod, from Lyft, accepted my request. And by the way, Ozzy, if you're listening, Ozzy, the Uber driver, I saw you accepted my ride and then you deleted it.
Oh.
So you're on my list.
So are we now?
Now we're boycotting Uber. We're back with Lyft. Stay tuned for details. This is an ongoing song.
Of course it will be.
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Sunshine's going to be windy today. High 68, 53 in Midtown's going on. Kara?
We'll talk about O.J. Simpson here in just a second. But I know you've been told not to go to the grocery store when you're hungry, and it's not just something people tell you to do. It's a real thing because you always end up buying a bunch of stuff you don't really need because your belly tells you to.
Right.
So on average, people are dropping an extra $26 a trip, and I believe that is a big old fat lie, because this was one of those surveys where you're like, oh, I think I spend 20% more when I go to the grocery hungry. You know, you spend at least double what you would.
Pro tip, grab a bag of chips or grab something that they don't have to weigh that has the barcode and everything, and just eat it while you're in the grocery store. Eat a bag of pork rinds.
While you shop, don't be that person.
No.
Oh, that's like,
why?
It's like bringing something into the toilet. Like,
that's bad. And the people at the grocery store hate it when we do that.
Yeah. You're going to pay for it anyway. If it was an apple, they have to weigh the apple, but it's pretty much anything that's pre-packaged.
That is true. I bet if you talk to a grocery store employee, they absolutely hate it when customers
100%.
Eat.
404-741-0985.
Now, yesterday we got the news that football star and Hollywood A-lister O.J. Simpson had passed away on Monday, losing his battle with cancer. I guess his health had taken a turn for the worse recently, and he did actually end up in hospice care. When the news of broke that he had been diagnosed back in February, he denied it, was on TMZ and all over the news that that wasn't going to happen. But just recently, I guess things got bad enough that that's the move that had to be made.
Yeah, people said he was in hospice, and then there was a video of him outside being like, hospice? I'm having people over to watch the Super Bowl. So even yesterday when this news broke, I thought somebody hacked his Twitter account.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And that was kind of what was going on here at the radio station, too. We were waiting for, like,
confirmation.
Someone really associated with the family to come out and say something.
Yeah, well, Fred Goldman, I think, volunteered to make sure that he was actually... Yeah.
Speaking of radio, I was talking to a buddy who was in radio during the time of the trial, and he said that radio ratings tanked during the day because
everybody
was watching
the trial.
Sure. And wasn't listening to the radio at work.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, that
great drama.
That Bronco chase in 94, like, that was really what started reality TV. People were obsessed with every single moment of watching this chase on TV, that it made a lot of people kind of rethink entertainment.
If it wasn't real, it would have been the greatest crime drama ever. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Now, Kato Caitlin actually came out and had a little something to say.
So when I saw that Kato Caitlin had spoken, I thought, now this is a guy who cashed in on the OJ trial. He lived in his guest house. He did a radio show after the trial. I thought, if anybody's going to step in it, it's got to be Kato. Let's listen.
I've been asked to comment on the death of OJ Simpson. Foremost, I'd like to express my condolences to the children, to Sydney and to Justin, to Jason and Arnell. They lost their father, and that is never easy. I wish to express my love and compassion to the Goldmans, to Fred and to Kim. I hope you find closure. And finally, to the family of the beautiful Nicole Brown Simpson. Nicole was a beacon of light that burned bright. May we never forget her.
I gotta say.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed and impressed at the same time. That was beautiful. So to get some insensitive OJ material,
sure, we would have to turn
to the late, great Norm MacDonald.
Yes, 100%. Got to leave this on a lighter note, right?
Norm MacDonald, during the OJ trial, was doing like Saturday Night Live weekend update.
Yeah, he was the lead anchor for that. Yeah.
And was relentless.
OJ Simpson's lawyers have decided to skip hearings on DNA evidence and go right to trial. Asked why they did this, the lawyers replied, "We want to get OJ acquitted as speedily as possible so he can get back to doing what he does best, killing people."
Oh my God.
Terrible.
Want to weigh in on what Tad, Drex, and Kara are talking about? Leave them a message on the free B98.5 app. Just click the open mic feature and you could hear yourself on the show. Tad, Drex, and Kara, weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on B98.5.
Everybody knows that if you go to the grocery store hungry, you're likely to spend money on a bunch of stuff you don't need.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's
sure.
a story. It's at the average, what, $26?
$26 each trip that you go in hungry.
So
I think that's a low ball number for sure.
Is that $26 on top of the additional probably $40 because of inflation we're now spending? So, like, each grocery trip's another $50, $60?
You want to get a talk show on WSB?
Another one?
So, my point that I made earlier is there's no reason to be hungry at a grocery store. It's full of groceries. Grab a bag of chips. Grab a snack. Have the snack. When you get to the checkout counter,
eat while you shop.
Eat while you shop. You guys think this is trashy.
It is.
I want to take it to the people. Talia in Atlanta.
I'm in the middle. Eating the grapes and fresh fruit off the rack, I think that's nasty.
Right.
That truly is stealing because that's based on weight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, on the other hand, the chip, I might be, might be the best person in the world on the chip. It depends.
What is the big deal? The price is not going to go up or down between the time that you go into the store. You're going to scan the UPC. You're not a monster. The store is not losing any money. You should be able to eat all of your groceries before you get to the counter.
Oh, gosh.
Just put your couch
fair.
In the grocery
if
store.
If I bring all the evidence of what I've eaten and I pay for it, that's the same thing.
The problem is people don't bring all the evidence and don't pay for it. They'll snack and they'll put it back on the shelf and try and get away with it. Or they'll get to the checkout and be like, oh.
Those are the people that have a special place somewhere that I will not.
Right? And ruin it for everyone.
Those are the people that buy organic fruits and vegetables, but ring them out as conventional.
I mean, have you seen the price of organic linen?
Hunter and Marietta.
I am all for it, man. So I'm in the store and I've been there for a while. There's no harm, no foul in cracking open a soda right there. I'm still paying for it. I'm not putting it back.
The reason Drex and Kara think it's so bad is because that's what the grocery stores want you to think. Because the grocery stores want you to be hungry. They want you to buy the extra stuff. It's bad for business. but it's good for us. Have a snack.
Oh, no. See, I think it's just a trashy look. Like walking around chewing in a grocery store. What are you, barefoot?
With an open bag.
What are you, not got shoes on? You're not wearing shoes either?
I'm wearing Crocs, man. I'm comfy.
You know what? You can use those holes to stick some kebabs in there. You have your snacks right there at the ready.
Come on.
You want to join the conversation?
Really?
Is it trashy to walk around with a bag of chips at the grocery store? 404-741-0985. You think it's cool to, since you spend more money when you go to the grocery store hungry, why not have a snack? The place is full of groceries. Sabrina in Barnesville, what do you think?
I say that it's okay to eat prepackaged stuff in the store, as long as you're paying for it.
I don't see it happening enough. I think everybody should do this.
I did this with my granddaughter, and she's like, Nana, you didn't pay for that yet. And I said, no, but I'm going to pay for it, so it's mine.
Yeah, so that's the problem I have, is you don't technically own this food yet. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what the grocery stores have a problem with it, too. Like, it's not technically paid for yet, so once you've consumed it, it's...
But you are going to pay for it. You know that you're going to pay for it.
You put the rest of the groceries on a credit card, so you haven't paid for those either.
Yeah, but you're not consuming those groceries. Before you get to the checkout.
Yeah, and you're not consuming your credit card. I don't know if that's a...
But I'm saying the store, it's store credit. You grab the bag of chips. It's 0% interest.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Kara?
So what prevents people from just being a good human and you want that snack or you want that bottle of water or soda or whatever, and you take that single item to the self-checkout and you go ahead and check it out and then continue on with your shopping?
Because good it's point, a waste of time. And you're really, what you guys are talking about is the difference between good people and bad people. Good people, most people, will eat the bag of chips and pay for it. Sure, you're going to have somebody who's going to eat the bag of chips, throw the package in their pocket, and not pay for it. Those people are stealing. That's wrong. What's going to prevent them from stealing if that's the case anyway? If you're a bad person, you're going to do that anyway.
You probably don't return the cart either, huh, Tad?
People are paid money. No. That is a job. I don't return the cart because somebody...
You leave it. You just let it sit there?
Yeah.
When so you take steal your, food and you don't return the cart. You are a monster.
I don't steal food.
You spread your germs and then you just leave your germ-infested cart out in the parking lot.
First of all, I rarely do this, but if I was hungry, I would do it. I have done it. I don't go to the grocery store with the intent. And the grocery cart thing, totally different topic, but that's a part-time job for someone.
Oh, my gosh.
And if I return the cart to the store or even to one of those corrals, that's time and money I'm taking away from somebody else. So absolutely.
That's the craziest justification I've ever heard.
Yep.
404-741-0985. We've been talking about when you go to the grocery store hungry, you spend more money. So when you go to the grocery store hungry, you should just grab something that's not a fruit or vegetable that needs to be weighed, something that's packaged that already has the UPC thing or whatever.
Well, a lot of rules here, bud.
Eat it while you're in the store. And then pay for it. No problem. And then you have satiated your appetite and the store is still getting their money. You said something off the air, Drex, about magazines.
Well, listen, if you're going to be one of these trashy monsters that eats food while you grocery shop.
Before paying
for it, okay? Then if you are, then that person is always the person that is in line waiting to pay for their eaten food already. They also grab magazines, like a People magazine or Us Weekly will be there, and they'll thumb through it. And then when it's time to pay, they put the magazine back.
All the time.
That's stealing, though.
No, it's not.
That is absolutely, if you're looking at content in a magazine waiting to check out, and then you put that magazine back, you've stolen that content.
What I want to know is, when did you get your high horse? Like, when did you procure? Because I've seen you eat sushi with your feet.
That
so you're like,
paid,
you're a disgusting monster because you eat a bag of chips in the grocery store. You're the first person I'd expect to see that from.
I like to eat in private because it's like a...
Because it's disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. Because what I do,
I eat daintily in public.
Daintily?
Daintily when you eat public stolen food from the grocery store.
That's the adjective I think of when I think of Tad.
Very dainty. Very dainty. Scott in Atlanta.
Last time I saw this, I was out in L.A., but I think you have a couple grocery stores here in Atlanta that might have a pub or a cafe in the beginning, and you can buy a beer, and a lot of the carts will have a beer coaster kind of to put in. So as far as the look, I think it's pretty fun and cool to see another person drinking a beer. Like, hey,
right.
You try the IPA?
Because the grocery stores realize hungry people spend more money. So they have started this conspiracy to think, oh, that's taboo. You shouldn't have a bag of chips. Bull. But the second thing grocery stores want to do, and they've proved it here, is they want you as drunk as humanly possible. Because drunk crazy. People, who spends the most amount of money?
Well, yeah.
Hungry people and drunk
and
people.
And toddlers, yeah.
Toddlers.
So we did actually hear from someone who works at a grocery store. Her name is Kirsten Hickson. She says, this is not okay. It's not yours until you pay for it.
Yes.
You wouldn't believe the amount of people whose cards decline at the last minute.
Oh.
And they don't have cash, so they look in real stupid at the checkout with half-consumed products.
And you've eaten, or you're in that self-checkout line, you've already eaten it, you can't scan it because it scans by weight. If you already ate a bag of chips, you go to scan it and put it on, like, in a bag or, you know, afterwards.
Oh, like, it'll, after
the it'll pop
thing.
Up and say, call attendant because we can't identify this thing. Now I'm waiting for you.
An honest person, to get to the original point, if they didn't have their credit card when they got there and they had eaten chips, they would go to customer service, be like, I didn't pay for this, or ask somebody in the store, do you have a couple of bucks?
Oh, my God.
Catherine and Alpharetta.
I feel weird about that, but I will open a bottle of water and drink that and pay for it at the end. So
well, what's the difference?
There's no difference in that, yeah.
Yeah, so you're one of us. Your main goal is to not go to the grocery store hungry, right? But if you're starving, it's fine. A lot of times you're checking yourself out anyway, so nobody's going to even be the wiser.
Yeah, but think about it. If you're going to eat something at a grocery store, typically it's going to be with your hands. You're not a monster. You don't bring your own utensils to a grocery store. So you're chips, right? You're reaching into a bag, putting the chips in your mouth with your hand. Then you're reaching and touching other boxes.
Yeah.
Then you're pushing that cart that 100 other people pushed.
Dude, what do you think the Purell wipes are for at the front of the store? Grab yourself a handful of those. You can wipe your hands off every time.
But then you're putting your Cheeto dust all over other boxes, and it's a lot.
That's why I only drink the water.
Because it's in a package.
Yeah, I guess your point has a little bit more.
So for you, you don't want to touch anything. You want to get some Junior Mints, something that you can just kind of like
pour
dump
in
your gullet. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Isn't it funny? The shadiest character on the show somehow has a problem with people buying their groceries or people picking up and eating a bag of chips that they intend to pay for in the grocery store. Somehow you think that's thievery.
Well, it's trashy. Yeah.
Kara, did somebody make a comment on along those lines on Facebook?
Yeah, so we asked this question on Facebook, and Catherine Moore says, all you haters saying that this is stealing, don't go sit down at a restaurant because it's stealing. Same thing, you drink a drink and eat food before paying for it, but you intend to pay for it before you leave. So why can't someone open their Coke and have a few sips or open the Cheez-Its and have a few to possibly calm a crying child? They have the intention to pay for it. Now, if they don't and put it back on the shelf or dine and dash, then yes,
right.
It's stealing.
That's a crime. That's when the crime gets committed.
Let's focus on the task at hand. We're talking about eating in a grocery store and how that's thievery and trashy. That's what we're talking about this morning.
And there's more holes in your argument than there is in the block of Swiss cheese that I gnawed on. Let's see. Tanya in Dallas, you actually work at a Kroger.
Yes, I do work at Kroger in Dallas. We do have a little thing in our produce section that has, like, free fruits like apples, oranges, and bananas.
I've seen those. It's like they're going to expire soon, so it's like, just grab them and eat them real quick.
I thought those were for kids.
I mean, the fruit is for kids, but it can be for adults as well.
And more importantly, you say you have a question for Drex.
Yes. So you said that reading magazines in the pay line.
Yeah.
That's stealing.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you be stealing a magazine in the doctor's office if you're sitting there reading that magazine and then putting it back?
Not necessarily. The doctor's office already paid for that.
Paid for the magazine.
Okay,
paid
well, so did the grocery store. The grocery store already paid for the magazine through another vendor. They're just waiting for your money to pay for it back.
And if they didn't want you to read it and entertain yourself, why would they put them right there while you're in line?
I don't understand this logic. Your question makes no sense. I don't want my brain working this hard.
All right, we got to go because we got to talk to Eli in Fayetteville. Tanya, thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome. I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Eli, you want to know some more about Drex and his eating habits?
I think we need to hear more about this eating sushi with your feet story.
There's not a whole lot to it other than anything you can do with your hands, I can do with my feet.
He can put together a Lunchable, too.
Well, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Thank you.
Just because you can eat food at a grocery store before you pay for it doesn't mean you should.
Does he wash his feet before he eats with them? That's really all.
They're my feet, not. Lady.
Oh, that means no.
He eats with his feet, but he doesn't want me eating chips because he doesn't want to get Cheeto residue on the other items in the grocery store.
Now, if you ate him with your feet, that'd be different.
So if I went to the grocery store and ate with my feet, that's fine.
Because you've given me some entertainment value. Yeah.
Thank you. It has never been more clear that this conversation is over.
Yeah.
Heading out of town? Take Tad, Drex, and Kara with you wherever you go and listen live in the free B98.5 app.
On the phone with us right now, our celebrity insider, A-Wood, who works in the TV and movie business and sneaks off set to tell us how we can get some IMDb credits, get the extras in some of these shows. A-Wood?
Hey, happy Friday.
Hey. Happy Friday.
You're working them streets this morning, huh? You're in, what, Alabama?
I am out here in these Alabama-pollinated streets, so if I sound a little congested, oh my gosh, yeah, this early morning pollen is getting me.
Do the bees in Alabama sleep with their cousins?
But check this out. In Atlanta, we are known for our strip clubs. Have you guys heard of a strip club called The Pink? Not The Pink Pony. It's just called The Pink.
No, but
no, I've never heard of that.
I'd have to do some reconnaissance work.
Research.
Listen, The Pink is the fictional club. It's the strip club on P-Valley. Hence the P in P-Valley. And they are filming for season 3, and they need everybody. All ethnicities, men and women, can go out for background in P-Valley. It is awesome. So if you've never been to the Pink, never heard of the Pink, and you think you might want to show up at the Pink, yeah.
I love how Kara calls it the shoe show.
It is. It is the shoe show.
Yes.
You can tell your wife, like, I got to go to the shoe show. And she's like, I'm so proud of you, expanding your horizons.
I'm just going for the wings. I mean,
I'm going for the articles.
Yeah.
Listen, it is an amazing show. Shout out to all the A-Wood crew and all my friends that are working on P-Valley. Season 3 is going down. And if you have not seen this show, it is amazing. It's one of those shows where, in this case, Atlanta is Mississippi, and we got a strip club called The Pink, and it's awesome. A lot of things go down besides stripping in this strip club. And if you want to be in season 3 of P-Valley, follow me on all social at A-Wood Radio, and I'll tell you exactly how to submit.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible.
Can you do it?
Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Kate and Alpharetta, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Can you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
See ya, Kara.
I'm out of here, Kate. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kara's going to step out. We've got 5 trivia questions we're going to ask you. Then we're going to bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number 1. Lisa Rinna admits she went overboard with her recent facial filler procedure. Despite having a lot of work done, Lisa claims her blanks are real. Oh, great.
Yeah, right?
Her lips?
Number 2. O.J. Simpson passed away at age 76. True or false, O.J. won the Heisman Trophy during his time at USC.
True.
Number 3. Katie Holmes seen walking around Hollywood in a Canadian tuxedo. What material is a Canadian tuxedo made out of?
Oh, boy. A Canadian tuxedo is made out of...
2, 1. All right, we're going to move on.
Denim? Is it denim?
You're going to give it to her?
Got to give it to her. Right. Come on now. Kara, we're sticklers for her, right. Not her. Number 4, many Ivy League schools say they're bringing back the requirement for future students to include their standardized test scores when applying. What is the maximum score you can get on the ACT? We had the SATs earlier, but ACT, highest score.
Is it 36?
36. Number five, while promoting their new movie, The Fall Guy, Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt share their favorite Taylor Swift songs. Who is Emily Blunt married to?
Emily Blunt married to, oh boy, John Krasinski?
Yes. Wow. Wait, did she get the ACT score right?
She did.
Kara is doomed.
Kate and Alpharetta got every single question right this morning. Ooh. So here's what's going to happen. Oh, we're not going to tell Kara if she is right or wrong until the end because Kate got them all right.
This is one of those times where I am so sure Kara's not going to get at least one of these questions.
Oh, thanks.
But then you're going to prove me wrong. All right, Kara, same questions. Number one, despite having a lot of work done, Lisa Rinna claims her blanks are real.
Her lips.
Number two, true or false, O.J. Simpson won the Heisman Trophy during his time at USC.
That's true.
Number three, what material is a Canadian tuxedo made of?
Denim.
Number four, what's the maximum score you can get on the ACT?
36?
Two. Number five. Who's Emily Blunt married to?
John Krasinski.
I was hoping maybe Kara didn't know number five because it's like an office question. No, but
how do you know the ACT score?
Because I had to take both the ACT and the SAT to try and get into college.
And then wound up going to a technical college? That was a waste of money, right?
No, it was the best investment ever.
You know what? The test.
You know what? She graduated from high school.
Don't give me any lip.
Apparently, people care about that. All right, 5-5 score. We got a tie game. Great job. All ties do go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Kara, 1,735 wins, 54 losses.
Great game, Kate.
Congratulations, Kara.
Worthy opponent.
Fun. You're wicked smart, but not smart enough for the $100. But you still get those tickets to see comedian Kathy Griffin December 6th, Buckhead Theater. Tickets on sale, livenation.com.
Thank you so much.
We'll play again like we do every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35 Monday on B98.5.
It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Randy, first, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You just celebrated a milestone, right?
I did.
You don't have to tell us.
I think it's going to come out in the next few minutes. But yeah, it's a milestone.
What happened with the guest list?
I wanted to go out to this restaurant, and I'm on a tennis team, so I invited the ladies from my team. And with me, there's six of us. And after I already made the choice, like, hey, it's going to be this restaurant, they told me they can only accommodate six people.
Okay.
Oh, it must be fancy if you can only get a reservation for six.
Yeah. But that means I didn't invite my best friend, who's just like not on my tennis team.
Oh. Who wouldn't invite their best friend to your big 40th birthday
party?
Okay,
but hear me out. Like, if there's five other people on my tennis team, am I going to pick my least favorite person and have everyone else from that there? Like, I didn't make a good choice, but the other choice was bad too.
We went through this with our wedding. It's like, you can't just have an A list and a B list, because what if somebody on the A list talks to somebody on the B list? Like,
right.
It's more like an A, B, C, D, and F thing. And when you mess with your tennis team.
It's funny you say someone will tell someone on the other list, because that is what happened.
So your best friend found out she was not invited to your birthday party this past weekend.
Somehow she did. I don't know. Someone told her, and now things are bad.
Has she talked to you about that? Like, how do you know that somebody told her?
So I called her and I was like, hey, I'm planning my big 4-0, and she's like, oh, so you're having two parties? And I was like, mortified.
Oh, so when you called her to set up the birthday party with the best friend, she knew you already had another party.
Boy.
Knew I already had, like, birthday tennis edition, but my God.
Feelings must have been so hurt, yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, you're allowed to have, especially at your age, I'm just kidding. You're allowed to have
birthday week. No, I just handled all of this really poorly, and I want to fix it. I want to apologize.
Well, that's what we're here for, to help you ask forgiveness of your best friend for not inviting you to the first birthday party and instead having her come to the auxiliary birthday party.
We've been best friends for 20 years. I can't lose her over this. This is so stupid.
Chad, Drex, and Kara help you make better apologies than this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Randy decided to have two birthday parties, one for her tennis friends and another for her normal friends. But unfortunately, her best friend Rachel found out about that first party, and now her feelings are hurt. We're going to help fix this. Brandy, sit tight. Your friend Rachel won't know you're on the line here.
Hello.
Hey, Rachel. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you this morning?
Doing okay, I guess. Monday mornings always suck, you know?
I gotcha. We hear your best friend had a big 40th birthday party over the weekend you weren't invited to?
You know, I'm actually more upset about how it all came out.
Any chance you could share how you found out about the party and how you weren't invited?
So, Brandy's daughter stayed the night at my house on Saturday. You know, obviously she was just looking for free babysitting. And when I was talking to her daughter, she says, "Mommy is having her birthday party tonight." And I heard her tell Daddy that you were on the backup list.
So wait, no.
Wait a second. Your friend Brandy had her birthday party and left you with her daughter to get some free babysitting? So you had to watch her?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
And, that must have stung a bit.
And found out you were on the backup list? Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not upset about getting invited. I understand that her hand was kind of forced with her, like, naughty group of tennis women. I'm more upset because I had to find out from an 8-year-old.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, why don't we bring Brandy on here? This is a feature called Forgive and Forget. Brandy's on the other line. She called us feeling terrible and looking for your forgiveness.
I am so sorry you had to find out from my daughter.
Listen, I'm not one to tell people how to parent, but if you're saying shady shit around a kid, you might want to remind them not to tell other people.
Brandy, can I ask you, like, the fact that you had a different birthday party to begin with, that was one thing. You didn't mention that you sent your 8-year-old over to her house.
My 8-year-old loves Rachel. I don't know. She does all the time.
So you're not invited to my party and you're also watching my kid?
I'm trying to make this right, but what I want to say to Rachel is you were on my backup list. I had to have my whole tennis team on there, and if one of them couldn't make it, you were my first choice. Like, I would have invited you, but, like, that's more than I can say you did for me when you had your 40th back in January.
Brandy, you're saying that Rachel had a 40th birthday party back in January and you didn't get invited.
I'm not saying this is an eye for an eye situation, but, like, made it way easier to not invite her to my party when I didn't get invited to hers.
I didn't have a party back in January. My 40th birthday is next year.
You don't even know when your best friend's birthday is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was no party.
Brandy was waiting for an invite for a party that wasn't happening and then used her current 40th birthday party to pay you back for something you didn't do.
Basically.
Well, that works out nicely. I gotta ask, we are calling to get forgiveness for Brandy, who was feeling terrible that you were on her, quote, backup list, and the way that you found out and all of that. You guys have been friends for 20 years. Rachel, do you forgive your friend Brandy?
I don't know at this point. I mean, like, Brandy, you didn't even know my age. We've been friends for 20 years.
Please, when we're talking about this age, it doesn't really matter, does
right?
it?
No, it doesn't.
Like, nobody's rushing.
I thought we were the same. We're best friends. We're the same in all the ways. I thought we were born in the same calendar year. It's a normal assumption to make.
For besties, you guys don't talk really very often.
Right? Maybe I just need some space right now.
It was my tennis birthday. You're not in my tennis group. I tried to invite you to my non-tennis birthday, and this all blew up. I'm calling you to try to make this right, and it's worse.
But Rachel has heel spurs. She can't play tennis, Brandy. Come on.
Suppose you didn't know about that either, did you?
Well, I guess you could look on the bright side, Brandy. You've got, like, a good couple of months to figure out something amazing to do for Rachel's birthday.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.